Lombard continued slowly. I can't believe that two people have killed themselves. I can believe that Rogers killed his wife, but that doesn't explain Marston's death. Armstrong told Lombard about the little soldiers. Yes, there were 10 last night at dinner, said Lombard. And now there are only 8. 9 little soldier boys sat up very late. One slept too long, and then there were 8, said Armstrong. The two men were silent again. Lombard said, Anthony Marston choked, and Mrs. Rogers died in her sleep. And there's another type of soldier, the unknown soldier. Mr. U. N. Owen.
I'm glad you agree, said Armstrong. Rogers says that we're the only people on this island. I think he's wrong. He isn't lying. He's frightened. Terribly frightened.
Yes, and no boat came this morning. Nobody will come to Soldier Island until Mr. Owen has finished his job. But the island is a rock, with very few trees, so we'll soon find him.
He'll be dangerous, said Armstrong.
I'll be dangerous too when I find him, Philip Lombard laughed. Let's ask Blore to help us. We won't tell the women, or the general, or old Wargrave. The three of us can do this.
Blore agreed to help.
The business with the 10 soldiers. That makes me sure. But there's another possibility. Perhaps Owen isn't doing the killing himself. Perhaps Marston got frightened and poisoned himself. Then Rogers was worried and killed his wife. Was that all part of Owen's plan?
But the poison? Armstrong said.
Yes, you're right, Blore agreed. That isn't something that you usually carry with you. But how did it get into his drink?